Federal data, 16.4 million mail-in ballots went missing in 2016-2018 elections. By John Binder on April 10, 2020. About 16.4 million mail-in ballots went missing in the 2016 and 2018 elections, data provided to Breitbart News reveals. The data from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission and the Election Administration and voting surveys for 2016 and 2018, provided by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, shows that between the 2016 and 2018 elections, roughly 16.4 million ballots mailed to registered voters went missing. In the 2018 election, about 42.4 million ballots were mailed to registered voters. Of those mailed, more than 1 million were undeliverable, more than 430,000 were rejected, and nearly 10.5 million went missing. The 2016 election showed similar discrepancies. That year, about 41.6 million ballots were mailed to registered voters. Of those mailed, more than 568,000 were undeliverable, nearly 320,000 were rejected, and close to 6 million went missing. Putting the election in the hands of the United States Postal Service would be a catastrophe. In 2018 and 2016, there were 16 million missing and misdirected ballots, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. He went on. These represent 16 million opportunities for someone to cheat. Absentee ballot fraud is the most common, the most expensive to investigate, and can never be reversed after an election. The status quo was already bad for mail balloting. The proposed emergency fix is worse. Los Angeles County, California, for instance, had nearly 1.4 million mail-in ballots go missing in the 2018 election, while Maricopa County, Arizona saw 408,000 mail-in ballots go missing. Likewise, Orange County, California, had 374,000 mail-in ballots go missing in 2018, and King County, Washington, had 353,000 mail-in ballots go missing. San Diego County, Sacramento County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Alameda County, Santa Clara County, all located in California, saw a combined 1.6 million mail-in ballots go missing in the 2018 election. Left-wing organizations, funded by billionaire George Soros, are spearheading a nationwide effort to hold mail-in state primaries and nationwide mail-in voting for the 2020 presidential election. Research director of the Government Accountability Institute Eric Eggers has said nationwide mail-in voting would potentially send ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters, including 2 million dead voters and nearly 3 million voters who are registered to vote in more than one state. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.